I'm glad Mateo finally came to church with me, but I don't think I showed him what a Christian should act like.
Sharing the gospel is more than just the message. It's reflected in how we treat others, too. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Would you trust your friend to take care of your dog if he always complained about taking care of his own dog? I mean, if he hasn't shown you that he cares about animals, you probably wouldn't trust him to be a good dog sitter, right? And kind of like that, how much would your friend trust you when you try to share God's love with them if you make fun of people or tend to get in fights with other kids? If they can't see God's love in your life, they'll have trouble believing what you say. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's called Translating God's Message. Jacob rolled a piece of paper into a ball, took aim, and flicked it toward Cody in the row ahead. It hit its mark, but by the time Cody looked around, Jacob was staring straight ahead. Next to him, Mateo snickered. Jacob was glad Mateo had come to church with him today. Usually he declined, saying church stuff didn't make sense to him. But Jacob had convinced him that today's special guest, a missionary from Africa, would be interesting. Something the missionary said caught Jacob's attention, but he didn't understand a word of it. Mr. Mensah spoke in one of Africa's tribal languages. "How many of you understood what I said?" he asked a moment later. When no one raised a hand, Mr. Mensah asked his son to translate as he spoke in the foreign language again. His son repeated his words in English, so this time all the kids understood. "In Africa, we translate the Bible into languages of several different tribes so the people can read and listen to it in their own tongue," said Mr. Mensah. "But people still need to learn what it means, so we translate God's message to them in another way too, through our lives. We not only tell them what it means to know Jesus, we show them by letting His love be seen in everything we do. We help them with their work, treat them fairly, share with them, help them solve problems, and are kind to them." Mr. Mensah looked around the group. "Maybe you have friends who aren't Christians." Out of the corner of his eye, Jacob looked at Mateo. "How can you translate to them what it means to know Jesus?" asked Mr. Mensah. Cody raised his hands. "By sharing our stuff?" "By forgiving them when they say something mean," someone else suggested. "By bringing them to church," Jacob said, sitting up a little straighter. But he felt his face go red when he heard someone else say, "By sitting quietly so they can pay attention and hear the message." Mr. Mensah nodded. "Good. Let's ask God to help us all be good translators of His word so others can know who He is and what He's done for them." So how about you? Are you a Bible translator? What I mean is, do your actions reflect the message God gives us in His word, that Jesus loves us and gave His life so our sins could be forgiven? Or do people get a different message? You don't need to learn another language to translate God's word. When you treat others with love and do what you can to help them hear and understand the good news of Jesus, you're translating God's message. Our key verse is found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
"You will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, to the end of the earth."
And our key thought for today, share God's message in how you live. Looking forward to Christmas? Tick off the days with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent cards. Starting December 1st, find each day's Christmas story on the Advent card. Talk with your family through the questions and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Countdown to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio Advent cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.